This is what high blood pressure. The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Introduce myself, my name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show today. 919-410-7735. You want to weigh in on what we're talking about, what we're dealing with today. So much to deal with. The president over in the UK. Man. The hearing that took place yesterday. Oh, my God. They were doing food yesterday, boy. And when I tell you they were doing the food, they were doing the food yesterday. I mean, it was ridiculous what was going on in that hearing on both sides, the Republicans and the Democrats. I mean, it was unbelievable what was going on. So I want to talk a little bit about that as well. Coming up here today. But I also want to talk about what we're doing and what you're doing as far as the stocks and investment and everything else, because I want you guys to learn how to do this. I want you guys to be able to do this. And part of being able to do this is being able to learn how to do it yourself. So I'm going to kind of walk you through, because some people was asking me questions about how do they get online to buy stocks and things like that. So what I'm going to do is kind of walk you through how you do it, so you all will understand how to do it for yourselves. And it's very easy. It really is. So I'm gonna kind of walk you through how to sign up, get yourself. I'm going to do it with Ameritrade to show you how to get yourself an account. How you will be able to then go ahead and purchase things yourselves with no problem at all. So I want you guys to pay attention to what's about to happen and what's about to occur with this, so you guys will be able to do this yourself. So I want to walk you guys through this, and I'm going to start off by doing it this way. I want everybody to go to Ameritrade.com, all right? I want everybody to go to Ameritrade.com. Once you go to Ameritrade.com, I want you to go and sign up. I want you to sign up for your own Ameritrade account. I want to teach you how to do this, right? I want to teach you how to do this so that you will be able to do this yourselves every single day. So you go to Ameritrade.com, you sign up. You give them all your information. You give them your name, your address. You give them, you connect with your bank, whether it's through debit, credit card, or another way. And you sign up and you tell them that, hey, I want to open up a new account. Now, when you open up the account, you can put in as little as $50 up to whatever you want to put in. Now, this is the thing. This is the caveat. When you're purchasing for the penny stocks, they put a hold on your account when you first open up the account. And once that hold is lifted, then you can trade the penny stocks. All right. You want to do the cash option. You want to do the cash option when it comes to signing up and getting it ready to purchase with. That's the option you want to use. You don't want to use any other option. You want to do the cash option. You want to do the stock cash option. You don't want to do the futures and everything else, the advanced stuff. You don't want to do that. But Ameritrade.com is a quick, easy way to sign up. Now, once you sign up, I want you to look at the stocks that I told you. In fact, let me do this. Let me read the disclaimer about the stocks, because I want you to go and look at these stocks. I'm going to give you these stocks again to go and look at and purchase. You know, they're not expensive stocks, and this way you can get in on them right now and be able to use them for yourself. This information is provided in this segment or throughout the show is intended for information and educational purposes and is not intended as a solicitation to buy or recommend any investment. Information provided does not constitute an offer to provide investment advice. Investing in low-priced securities is speculative and involves considerable risk. It may be difficult to properly value the investment in a low-priced security and reliable information regarding issuers of low-cost securities. Be careful. Please seek the guidance of an investment professional prior to investing in stock of any company. Now, with that being said, I'm going to give you the stocks again that you need to be purchasing. Now, we're doing a group buy for $25, and I'm going to purchase whatever we get. You know, I think right now it's like at $750. But if we get $1,000 worth, then what I'm going to do is with these four stocks, I'm going to split it up between those four stocks. If we get $800, each stock could get $200. If we get $1,000, each stock could get $250, like that. But I'm going to give you the stocks. The first one is the GRNH stock. Now, that stock is the 3-cent marijuana stock. It's a good stock to purchase. It's a good stock to buy because marijuana is going to go through the roof. There's no doubt about that. Now, let me tell you why this is a really good way to do this in the Ameritrade when you can. I highly recommend using Ameritrade because the stocks are there, number one. Number two, you only got to put $50 in. You ain't got to put in $500 or nothing like that. You can put $50 in there, all right? But let me tell you, it's some things going on that people need to pay attention to right now, politically. Now, the reason why I'm telling you to get in this stuff right now is because things are about to dramatically change in this world. You got the UK pulling out of Brexit, right? You got Kim Jong-un ignoring everything President Trump and the United States is trying to do. He was supposed to meet with Pompeo. He never showed up. They were supposed to meet yesterday in the DMZ, the demilitarized zone. They never showed up. Now, let me tell you why he's not showing up. He's showing the rest of Asia that Trump is all talk. He met with Trump for one reason and one reason only. It wasn't even to get a world venue. He wanted to size Trump up. He wanted to see what kind of person Trump really is. Now, let me tell you where I'm from, how I grew up. Trump would be a punk where I'm from. Let me tell you why I'm saying he would be a punk where I'm from. Where I'm from, you don't talk tough when the person ain't around. You talk tough when they in your face. Trump talks a lot of tough stuff when he's on Twitter or he's 1,000 miles away from somebody. When he gets in the room with them, he wants to be everybody's friend. Where I'm from, you a punk when you do that. Now, Kim Jong-un then peeped Trump's whole card. And now he's letting the rest of Asia know, why are y'all afraid of this dude? This dude ain't nothing but talk. He ain't nothing but talk. So, you need to pay attention to this because once Brexit, this is all going back to what I told you guys the other day about them trying to devalue everything so the 1% can come in and buy up everything. Brexit, once the UK leaves the European Union is going to cave. It's going to fall apart because you're going to have other countries dropping out of there. The only thing that made that work was that you had all the big countries in there with their money. Now, all that's about to change. All right? Once that falls apart, America is going to fall apart too because of everything that Trump is doing for isolationists. Now, we need to be buying and holding stuff right now so when it hits the fan and everything is going up, we in a perfect position to jump all over. So I'm going to give you these four stocks again. I'm going to get a commercial break. Well, I will give them right now. We come out of break. I'll give you the four stocks again for you to look at so that you know that you can go get them. Go to TD Ameritrade, open up an account. All you need is $50. You can put $10 or $12 in each one of the accounts. You can each four. If you want to get in on a group one, you need to send it today because I'm buying it today at like four something today. I'm trying to buy it before the end of close on the market. We come back. I give you all four stocks. You're listening to WB. All right, welcome back to the show. 410-7735. All right. I'm giving you these stocks so that you can get into this stuff yourself, right? And I'm trying to give you these stocks so that you all will learn how to do this. You all will be a part of this. You all will be able to do this yourselves, all right? So I'm going to give you the stocks. I want you to go to TD Ameritrade because it only costs $50 to open up an account with them. You ain't got to put up $500. You ain't got to do everything else. Now, when you open it up, they're going to put a hold on it. But after the hold clears, you'll be able to go and make the purchases, right? Be able to make the purchases. Now, some of y'all are saying Robinhood, but Robinhood doesn't have all the penny stocks. That's the problem with Robinhood. I use Robinhood on other stocks because it's free, but Robinhood doesn't have all the penny stocks. That's why I'm telling you to use TD Ameritrade because I know all the penny stocks are on TD Ameritrade, okay? That's why I'm trying to give you that information first instead of Robinhood. Robinhood is for people who are trading stocks that's, you know, not penny stocks. They're trading $5, $10, $20 stocks. Okay. It's a cheaper way to do it because it's free, but it literally doesn't have all of the penny stocks. That's why I'm giving you TD Ameritrade. All right. So the first stock is the GRNH. Go get this stock right now. We got a group buying this stock. We got 93,000 shares, but go buy some more yourself. Tell your friends and family members to buy it. That we want people buying it because it makes it go up. We want people buying it. So go buy it. Put $10, $50, $100 in there if you can. All right. Then let me give you the other stocks that you need to be looking at. One is Tuesday, T-U-E-S. All right. T-U-E-S. Now, this is a chain store. It's called Tuesday Morning. And they have over 700 stores in 41 states. Okay? They have 724 stores in 41 states. Don't matter what they're selling. It's about how big they are at the price point of the stock. The stock's like $2 or $2.75. Go buy some of this stock. All right? Go buy some of this stock because the way that they're growing, eventually Walmart, Amazon, somebody is going to buy them out. And you want to be in that stock holding position when they're bought out. Okay? Because when they're bought out, that stock shoots through the roof. So go and buy you some of that. All right? The other one, MCIG. Now, MCIG is a holding company out of Las Vegas for marijuana. Now, the first stock I gave you was GRNH. That's a marijuana stock. That stock has to go through the process of a pharmaceutical company to be tested for pesticides and other things. Then it goes to a holding company. Well, MCIG is a holding company. So logically, it would make sense if we're buying marijuana stock, we want to buy the holding stock and the pharmaceutical stock. So get some of the MCIG stock. MCIG. Lastly, is the pharmaceutical stock. GLPH. All right. Go get as much as that as you can get of the GLPH, the GRNH, the MCIG. They are all intertwined, connected together. Okay. Those are the four you want to get. Open it up. $50 TD Ameritrade. Or if you want to put in more than that, put in more than that. Put in $200 and spread it out over the four stocks. Do whatever you want to do with it, but just buy it and hold it. Buy it and hold it. And see, I want you guys to get used to doing this, because if you get used to doing this, no matter what is happening in this country, no matter what's happening in this world, as long as the market is moving and you're in an emerging market, you will make money. Marijuana is an emerging market in this world. Not just in America, but in the world. They're finding all these, now they're coming out with all these different reasons on why marijuana needs to be legalized, from autism to using the hemp to cancer to all these other different reasons. And it's just simply they want to legalize it so they can tax it the way they did alcohol. One of the biggest things that we can do as investors is look back to the past and look at what happened during certain critical junctures in the past, and it'll tell you what can happen in the future. When prohibition ended in this country, if you had bought stock in any alcoholic company, when it was penny stocks, because it was pennies back then, you, your family, if they had done that, you would be a millionaire today. Okay. So make sure you get in on all these different things. Now, I'm giving you the Tuesday morning stock just because of the number of stores and because of the price point. And see, what happens is this. You'll get somebody who will come in, and even if they don't buy all their stores, they'll buy half, and then somebody else will buy the other half. It's the same way they're doing with Kroger's in the South. Harris Teeter and Food Lion is basically splitting up the Kroger's. So go to TD Ameritrade, go ahead and sign up, get in there. You can put in as little as $50. You can put up as much as $30,000 in there. But if you only want to put up $50, you put up $50 and you go in and get those stocks. All right. Now, speaking of history, let me show y'all something right now. And I'm going to tell y'all something right now that's going to, a lot of people are going to be like, you crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm just telling you the facts. Many people look at the Department of Justice, especially under Jeff Sessions, a.k.a. the Keebler Elf. I will not be impugned by my character, good sir. I love the way Jeff Sessions talks. Jeff Sessions, because of Jeff Sessions, a lot of people think that the Department of Justice is not fair to people of color. Emmett Till, and I hope we all know the story of Emmett Till. Jesus Christ, I hope we know the story of Emmett Till. The woman who he allegedly whistled at, who testified in her husband's trial that Emmett touched her and grabbed her, has came out and recanted the testimony, saying, no, that didn't happen. She don't remember any of that happening. Now, her husband and the other gentleman who killed Emmett Till are both dead. And now the Department of Justice is opening up this case again. What do y'all think is going to happen? When we come out the break, I'm going to tell you exactly what's about to happen. And some of y'all gonna think I'm crazy, but I'm gonna tell you what's about to happen. And y'all gonna be like, Warren, you tripping. I ain't tripping. I ain't tripping at all. Not one little bit. We come back. I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen with the reopening of the Emmett Till case. And it's gonna make y'all think I'm crazy. It's the WB. All right, welcome back to the show. 919-410-7735. So we were talking about Emmett Till, right? And this lady has come out and confessed that she didn't remember anything. And so they're reopening the case of Emmett Till. Let me tell y'all what's going to happen. I know this is going to sound crazy. They're going to try to charge this 84-year-old lady with the murder in the violation of the civil rights of Emmett Till. Now, let me tell you why this is going on. This is going on because the administration, because of this poll, it was a poll that was taken where 49% of all Americans think that Donald Trump is racist. This is Trump and his administration trying to say, well, look, we're prosecuting the person who got Emmett Till killed. We're not racist. We wouldn't even reopen this if we were racist. This is what this is all about. It really is. It's not about the woman recanting, because honestly, her recanting this story, the people who killed this boy are already dead. They're already dead. This is about them trying to look like they're not racist based on that new poll. That new poll basically said 49% believe that the president is a racist. And so this is the administration trying to make it seem like they're not racist. Look, let me say something to y'all. It is a lot of things going on in this country that is geared towards making the 1% stay in power. One of the things that they have to always do to stay in power is give the perception that they're for everybody. Can't give the perception that you're for one over the other. Because if you do that, then the one that feels neglected eventually will make noise. And so this is their attempt to try to rectify this 49% thing. Because see, this 49%, this is one of the biggest and most telling polls for the 1%. Because if 49% of the country believes that the president is a racist, that's 49% of the country just not going to vote for him right off the rip. Okay? Now, when you factor in the Democrats, you factor in people who just don't like him and won't vote for him, he has a real problem staying in power. And the 1% knows that. So how do you fix that? Listen to what I'm finna tell y'all. Y'all think I'm crazy, but watch this. Not only is Trump about to do something with this Department of Justice with the Emmett Till case, he gonna pardon a lot of black people in the weeks and months to come. A lot of black and brown people are gonna be pardoned or put into positions where they're gonna be looking like they some important people. And the reason why this is going to be done is to try to alleviate this 49% of people thinking he's racist. Now, the other thing that's going to happen, and this is why I'm telling y'all to look at these infrastructure stocks, is that they're going to start rebuilding this country because that's going to create jobs. So if you can create jobs, if you start pardoning a bunch of brown and black people, if you start putting people of color in positions where they look like they got some authority, now, well, he is creating jobs. And maybe he isn't that racist because he's pardoning everybody. Look what he did with the Emmett Till case. Look at what he did. He gave such and such a job. Do y'all get it? Do you see it? Do you understand it? And see, don't get it twisted. It ain't going to be like he giving thousands of black people or brown people opportunity. What he's going to do is he's going to pardon four or five of them. High name, high profile people. He's going to put people in positions of authority. And it's a smart move. I mean, if you look at what Trump is doing even in Europe right now, if you watch the press conference this morning with him and the prime minister, look, everybody think that man is stupid. That man is not stupid, man. He played the hell out of them reporters there. He had the reporters doubting their own information. You know how good you got to be to make somebody doubt their own information? He had them doubting their own information. Well, you said this. No, I didn't. We recorded it. We didn't say that. Nope. Mm-mm. Well, maybe you didn't say it. You know how good you got to be to do that? I mean, this dude literally dogged the prime minister in the local media and stood up there and act like he didn't do anything. Anything. I didn't tell her what to do with Brexit. That's fake news. No, fake. It's all fake. Teresa, I never told you what to do. I suggested it. She still can follow my suggestion. We recorded it because of fake news. We didn't tell her what to do. No. Excuse me, President Trump, didn't you say that her adversary would make a good prime minister? Yes, I said he would do great, but Teresa's fantastic. We have a great relationship. You guys in the fake news media. All I said, they asked me, what did I think about him? He's been good to me. He's been nice to me. He said great things about me. So I said he would be decent. Teresa, do what you like. We support you. We're stronger than ever with NATO. NATO has put in $34 billion because of me. Yes, that's right. Dun-dun. Dun-dun made him put the money up. Putin's not happy about it. All of you think I'm working with Putin. Putin's not happy about that. By the end of the press conference, the media was like, well, maybe he didn't say that stuff. Maybe we got it wrong. He's good, man. You know how good you got to be? I mean, every time Trump speaks, I'm just, you know what it takes me back to when Trump speaks? I'm going to tell you exactly where it takes me back to. It takes me back to being a little kid, laying in the hallway outside my mama's bedroom, listening as she was watching Raw with Eddie Murphy. And I was trying not to laugh. It took me back to that scene when Eddie Murphy was talking about his woman, the man cheating on the woman. She walk in and catch him. How dare you? How can you do this? It wasn't me. I just saw you naked inside this woman. What you mean? It wasn't me. You told me you loved me. It wasn't me. Maybe it wasn't you. Maybe I saw something I didn't see. And even if it was me, I just like her. I love you. You do love me. That's every time Trump speak, that's what I hear in my head. I hear that all the time. Trump be like, no, fake, no, wasn't me. No, wasn't me. Oh, Mr. President, maybe it wasn't you. Look, I don't dislike UK, but I love America. And see, when he gets out there and he starts talking about immigration and fair trade and everything else, everybody listens and says, yep, I agree. Even the person who is rational and understands Trump, when he's up there talking about how China is making all this money off of us, how the UK made $150 billion off of us, and it's not happening anymore, you'll be listening like, well, yeah, that's a good thing. He's stopping them from taking advantage of us. Even though you know. What he is, you still be like, that ain't a day. I gotta agree with that. That sound good to me. Man, look. Trump is good, y'all. People fail to realize how good this man really is. Even to the point where he blaming Obama for Russia taking Crimea. I mean, the dude is good. I gotta give him props. He's good. All right, 919-410-7735. All right, let's talk about what happened yesterday in Congress. This, what happened yesterday, should make everybody in America want term limits on members of Congress. Talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to the WB. All right, welcome back to the show. I'm going to give you another industry to look at. Somebody sent me a stock tip about an insurance in the medical field. The stock symbol is CUE. It started off at $11 yesterday. It's $11.95 today. So, I mean, look, if you'd have put $1,000 in this yesterday, you'd have made 95 cents for every dollar you put into it. So you'd have almost doubled your money in one day. And they just got a big, big, big award to try to. What it is they're a company that's trying to get people to test for the flu, influenza at home without going to the doctor first. So I would definitely look into this. With them just getting this grant money, too, this stock is probably going to end up somewhere around $21 or $22 once it's all said and done. So. I definitely highly recommend everybody take a peek. Take a peek at it. Take a peek at it. You know. Now, let me say this. After watching what happened yesterday in this country involving the members of Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, it is clear to me we need term limits on everybody. We need term limits on everybody, man. The Republicans, it was just, hey, whatever we can do to protect Trump. And the Democrats was whatever we can do to bury Trump. They had that man up there for 11 hours, not even dealing with really anything. It was a waste of taxpayer money, a waste of time. But this is because we don't have term limits. And everybody want, you know, when the camera's on, everybody want to look like they fighting when the camera's on. I mean, this is my problem right now with all the civil rights organizations. For 8 years, a black man sat in that White House. For 8 years, these organizations got invited to the Christmas parties, to all other things. And I know this because I was invited. And so you would see the heads of them all there, right? We did a luncheon. This is my hand to God. My mama's birthday is today. This is on my mother's grave. We did a luncheon with President Obama at the White House. We sat down and we ate lunch at the White House. And everybody was in that room. All the civil rights leaders, all the syndicated black radio hosts who had been with Barack from the jump was there in that room. The purpose was to talk about what we could do in black America to help black America. What was needed. Only two people was asking questions about what was necessary to help people who were poor or black in this country. And the two people who was asking the questions was Joe Madison and me. None of the rest of them, not Sharpton, not Morial, not none of them questioned or asked him anything about helping somebody poor. None of them. And so when all this stuff is, we need to do this and we need to do that against Trump, my response is, where was you at when Obama was in office and you had his ear? Where was this, I got to do this, I got to do that, when Obama was in office? See, I sat in the room and watched them not say a damn thing when they had the man's ear. Two people, even to the point where Joe was so about Merle Evers. He was talking about black folks, but he wanted Merle Evers to do something. I forget what it was at the time. It was something going on where he wanted her to be a part of it. And Joe brought that up at least 10 times during the lunch. Are you going to do this for Merle? Mr. President, this is her husband died for people to have the right to vote. Is Merle going to have the opportunity to do this? Man, look. Man, I could tell y'all some things. Man, I keep my mouth shut about certain things. But I watch, I listen. Just watch and listen. And yesterday was all about the cameras, y'all, for both Republicans and Democrats. All about the cameras. The only sincere moment in that whole thing was when the representative from New Jersey, Bonnie, said, "Do you need your medicine?" That was the only sincere thing in there. Because she was like, you must be off your medication to ask a question like that. That was sincere in that moment. Everything else was about the cameras. Everything. Everything else was about the cameras. What? It wasn't about trying to get to the bottom of what happened. And look, let me just be honest, y'all, about one thing. Now, let's have this honest moment right here, right? And see, this is why I'm saying even the Democrats, to me, is full of crap, just like the Republicans was full of crap yesterday with this. This was all about TV yesterday. And let me explain to you why I'm saying this. Me as a person, if I'm texting you, telling you I hate Donald Trump, I dislike Donald Trump, I don't want Donald Trump to be the president, that is how I personally feel about this man. It's no way on God's earth that's not going to spill over a little bit into my thought process at work. It's impossible. It's impossible. If you feel a certain way about something and your job involves what you feel a certain way about, it's impossible to put it in a different category. It's impossible. You may not bring it all in there, but subconsciously a little bit of it is going to fall in there. You can't help it. It's just like a relationship, right? Think about this. You can have the best relationship in the world going on, but you still bring a little bit of your past into that relationship, even though you try not to. If something happens, you immediately think about what happened in the past. It comes into the relationship. This is the same thing when you're talking about work. If you got a certain feeling about a certain thing in your job, even though you try to separate it, it still seeps in there a little bit. And so for the Democrats to say, is he can have this opinion and it doesn't affect his job, that's a lie. He's human. He's not a robot. All right, we come back. We pick up the second hour of the show. You listen to the WB.